Time in 5 seconds, 6:30 p.m.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits.
Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, brought to you by the General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. Produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Mayors, and Bing's guest, Mr. Jack Benny. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from sun-drenched Palm Springs, we bring you our half-baked crooner, Mr. Bing Crosby.
I don't know if I like that half-baked. Couldn't you have said parboiled half-baked? Sounds a little callow, a little gauche. Say, is Jack Benny really? Is he on the program tonight?
Why, certainly. Hey, You remember Jack was at rehearsal this afternoon.
Well, I know he was, but I thought he just dropped by to get a renewal on my subscription to the Saturday Evening Post.
But don't you recall, every time you renew your subscription to the Post, Benny does a guest shot for you.
Oh, that's right. Now, he does quite a magazine business there, Jack. He's trying for a scholarship, you know.
For 15 years, he's been working for a scholarship.
Well, not to attend college. He wants to buy one.
Oh, I see.
But, Ken, I want you to listen to this. I want to tell you something seriously, in all honesty, too. Jack may have a lot of sidelines. We all know that. He's got little catch-penny schemes, little dodges of one kind or another, little capers. But primarily, Jack is an actor, and he's a great actor.
Mm-hmm. And he's a marvelous comedian.
He's sensational. You just take his last television show, for instance. It was just thrilling.
It was a riot.
Hilarious. As a matter of fact, I think it was the greatest television show I have ever been associated with.
But you weren't on Benny's program.
No.
What do you mean it's the greatest television show you were ever associated with?
I watched it.
Oh.
You know, we viewers are important on television, too.
Well, definitely. Then you do watch television, huh, Benny?
Like a Hindu flute player watches a cobra.
Continually on guard, huh?
Ain't gonna bite me, that thing.
You can't hold out forever. Come on, now, fess up. When are you going to go on television?
Just as soon as I get enough gumption to drag my derriere out of that easy chair.
Well, you have a point there.
That's a point.
Oh, no. Luckily, no.
Ken, to relieve your mind, I'm going to tell you something. Next fall, I'm going to try a TV show.
Oh, great. What sort of an idea do you have for it, Bing?
Well, you know the program Arthur Godfrey and His Friends?
Arthur Godfrey and His Friends, very big.
Well, I figured to do a show something like that. You know, I'm going to call my program, though, Bing Crosby and His Enemies.
Bing, you have no enemies.
Don't worry, Ken. If my program's a hit, plenty of people will hate me.
That's life for you.
Starting with hope. What'd you say?
I said that's life for
you. Don't mention life, Ken. This week we're concentrating on the Saturday Evening Post.
Sorry. No, Bing. Your life story starts in the Post this week, doesn't
it? That's right. The first of 8 installments. Boy, will people be sick of me by the time that series is finished. But we've got to get along with an opening selection here, Ken. I've got a little thing. It's a ditty that the Mills Brothers revived recently. Got some new and smart lyrics by the great Johnny Mercer. Thing called the glowworm. Of course, this is a General Electric glowworm. Light up, will you, John Scott? Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us lest too far we wander. Love's sweet voice is calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Light the path below, above. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Glow, little glowworm, fly up, fire. Glow, like an incandescent wire. Glow, glow, the female of the species. Turn on the AC. This night could use a little brightening light.
little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical ball weevil, illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deepen, darken. You and your chicks should get on to some sparkin'. When you gotta glow, when you gotta glow, glow, little glowworm, glow, 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 little glowworm. Turn the key on, you are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket Mazda, and you can make it slow or faster. I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. So little glowworm, put on a show.
Mama.
Glow, little glowworm. Put on a show. Worm. Glow, little glowworm.
Another little glowworm approaching. There's a 100-watt gleam in Ken Carpenter's eye as he comes near the microphone.
Ma'am, GE's all-electric kitchen includes refrigerator, range, dishwasher, garbage disposal, and storage cabinets. Yet the whole shebang costs you only about $47.20 a month after a small down payment. You can start enjoying life with a General Electric all-electric kitchen right now and pay for it over a 3-year period.
And your specialist in GE Kitchen Design, a cooperative and talented lad, will style your kitchen for you without charge. You'll plan it for looks, for efficiency, and for convenience.
Say, if you're buying or building a home, plan a General Electric all-electric kitchen right in it. In most places, you can include the cost right in your long-term mortgage.
And your GE dealer's the bright-eyed lad to see. Ankle along to his emporium soon, huh? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present our guest for this evening. The internationally famous comedian, violinist, bon vivant, and playboy, Mr. Jack Benny.
Well, thank you, Bing, for that lovely introduction, but I'm such a sneak, I had no idea you knew I was a playboy. I am, though.
You are?
Yes, in fact, I was thrown out of the Chi-Chi bar twice for dancing too close.
You're kidding me. I know all about you, Jack. I could have sung your praises much more extravagantly, you know, in that introduction, but we did devote quite a bit of conversation to you up earlier in the program. I didn't want to...
Well, that's the kind of stuff people are interested in, I guess.
I was just telling Ken Carpenter how much I enjoyed your most recent television show. It was absolutely wonderful.
It was?
The whole country's talking about it, Jack. As a matter of fact, I think it overshadowed the presidential inauguration.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, because I like Ike.
Well, don't we all? But, Jack, I really think that it's your TV show topped the inauguration on the TV. I knew.
And you notice I work bareheaded,
I noticed
too,
that.
I didn't put on my Humber.
You're very brave, I must say. I just can't stop, though, Jack. I just keep on, wherever I go, gushing over that show. I'm not boring you, am I?
Heavens, no, no. Go on, gush.
What I'm getting at, of course, that was a great show, but all your television shows are great. I never miss one of them.
You know, Bing, since you're so nice, I'm going to do something for you that I've never done for anyone in my life.
What's that, Jack?
Well, on my next television show, Sunday, February 22nd...
Yes?
I'm going to wave at you.
Oh, joy. Will you really?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, don't you forget to wave, because I'm going to invite a lot of people over to the house to watch the show. And when you wave at me, I'm going to stand up and wave right back at you.
What a schmo.
What'd you say?
I said this is a nice show.
Oh.
But I'll tell you, Bing, you know, I don't know whether you've got me on the right day. I'm just not myself today.
Right.
I'm worried. I have a problem. You see, my birthday is only 2 days away.
I hope you make it.
I've been making it for some time now, you know. But what I mean, Bing, is that my birthday is just 2 days off, and I'm worried sick about my surprise birthday party.
Well, what are you doing worrying about a surprise party?
I don't think anybody's going to give me one.
See, I got a brilliant thought. This is really a good idea. Maybe we could get someone to throw you a big party in the starlight patio of the El Mirador Hotel, huh?
But, Bing, that's Palm Springs' newest and swankiest hotel.
Jack, nothing but the best for you. Why don't you talk to Ray Ryan over there? He's one of the owners, a great fellow. I'm sure he'll toss you a big party.
Bing, I've met Mr. Ryan, but I don't think he'd give me a party at the El Mirador.
Well, why not?
Because he threw me and my magazines out of the lobby this morning.
Know better, Jack, than to hustle in the lobby of the El Mirador. They got a big magazine stand right there.
I know. I tell you, it's discouraging. Now, I'd like to get the money for my scholarship together and go to college while I can still play football.
No more platoon sisters.
But, Bing, since Mr. Ryan is such a good friend of yours, I wish you'd do me a favor.
Well, gladly. What is it?
Well, I wish you'd drop by the hotel and see him and pick up my order book there. In all the excitement this morning, I dropped it.
Well, I'll certainly do that, Jack. I'll get your order book.
And also, while you're in there, would you check the lost and found and see if they have a paper mate pen?
Oh, did you... You dropped your pen, too?
No, but if they have one, I could use it.
I'll see if they have two, Jack.
What a cheap guy.
We could start a club.
Both of us, yes.
But I don't want to be carping or captious, Jack, but I should think that after all the nice things I've said about your work on television tonight, and you know I have,
Yeah. You
could have mentioned my work in pictures, hmm?
Well, that's rather a tender subject with me, Bing. You see, I haven't made a picture of myself in 4 or 5 years.
Why not?
Nobody asked me.
Well, let's drop you for a moment, then. Did you happen to see a current Paramount Technicolor extravaganza entitled The Road to Ballet?
Oh, yes, I've seen The Road to Ballet.
What did you think of it?
Well, I enjoyed it very much, considering the fact that I haven't made a picture in 4 or 5 years.
Don't be bitter.
I'm not bitter, but, you know, Bing, I worked very hard in the cinema, and nothing ever happened with me.
That's true.
Yes, what? Of course, Bing, I think my trouble in movies was that I was always trying to win an Academy Award.
Yeah.
You know, I was too conscientious. I was always out to win that Oscar. Then I finally realized that no comedian has ever won the Academy Award. I don't know, it always goes to dramatic actors like Ronald Coleman and Jimmy Stewart and Laurence Olivier and Frederick March. You know, in order to win, Bing, in order to win the Academy Award, you've got to do a picture that has absolutely no laughs in it at all.
Well, your last one darn near made it.
Bing, don't try to cheer me up. And let's forget about the movies, Bing. Let's talk about my birthday. Now, if you're not going to give me a party, you're certainly going to give me a present, aren't you?
Well, why should I?
Well, your brother Bob is getting me something. He's giving me a very expensive gift.
Better. He's working for you.
What? Let me ask you something. Refusing to buy me a present.
Why are you worrying about gifts?
Because on my birthday, I'd like to open up something besides my mail and my big mouth.
I'll tell you what I'll do for you, Jack. Wait a minute. I'll come up with a birthday gift for you. I absolutely will. If you'll tell me exactly how old you're going to be on February 14th.
I'll tell you gladly. You know how I've always kidded Bing about my age? Mm-hmm. You know, all the years I said I was 39.
Yeah.
Of course, that was just a gag, you know.
You know
what I mean, 39. So silly, you know. Now I can really tell the truth, you know. Just so happens that this coming birthday, I will really be 39.
that how you say that?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But, Bing, the way you look, you don't believe me.
The way you look, I can't.
But, Bing, look at the suntan I have.
Oh, but, Jack, let's face it. There's old suntan and there's young suntan.
You know, I thought of that while I was shaving this morning and nearly cut my throat.
Oh, you shouldn't let it worry you, Jack. Laugh it off. It's nothing.
Oh, it's easy for you to say it's nothing. You're just a kid.
Well, his eyes are gone. We know that. But to get back to your present, Jack, I must know exactly how old you are before I give it to you.
Quit stalling. I told you I'm going to be 39.
Okay. Bring out the birthday cake, Ken.
Birthday cake?
Yep.
For little me?
Little birthday cake. There you are, Jack.
Oh, it's beautiful. Pink frosting with blue writing.
Yes, the blue writing just matches your eyes.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. And say, what are those cute green candles,
Jack,
on there?
Jack, those aren't candles. Those are 39 brand new $1 bills, each rolled up and stuck in the cake.
Dollar bills?
Give me the matches, Ken.
Are you crazy?
Jack, that's the whole idea of the ceremony. We're going to light those $39 bills, and you're going to blow them out.
Wait, I never blew $39 in my life. Just give me my cake, that's all. Give me the cake. Thanks, Ken. I'll deposit it in the morning. And, Bing, this is a wonderful birthday present. How did you ever think of
it? Oh, it's very simple, Jack. You said you were 39 years old, so I gave you $39.
Hmm. Bing.
Hmm?
Bing boy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to know how old I'm really going to be?
No, no, Jack. I don't like to pry into anyone's personal affairs. Happy birthday.
Boy, if I'd have told the truth, I'd have walked out of here loaded.
This is the age of speed. Speed, speed, and more speed.
Mm-hmm. I don't have to be clairvoyant to see that we're about to propel headlong into the speed cooking delight of General Electric's great airliner range.
That's right, Bing. This GE Marvel has General Electric's new speedy Calrod surface cooking units. One of them's even a super speed unit. Proved the fastest home electric cooking unit by independent laboratory tests of five leading makes. Another converts into a deep well thrift cooker.
And what is so fabulous is the fact that the whole operation is accomplished with the flick of a pinky. For with GE airliner range, Madam cooks by push-button controls. Hey, Ken, leave us agape, will you, with a description of the awesome acreage of the airliner's wonderful oven.
Oh, it's a giant master oven, Bing. Big enough to cook a meal for 18 people all at once, or the biggest turkey you'll buy. And there's an automatic oven timer. So you can toss the groceries into the oven and then whisk yourself off to the matinee. And maybe best of all, a GE airliner range really keeps your kitchen clean.
Ah, yes. And let me tell you something, friends. Your eyebrows will go up and down like twin Otises when you hear the price of this speed cooking marvel. Yep, the recommended retail price is only $309.95. Gaze upon this GE gem at your General Electric dealers pronto, huh? Now, ladies and gentlemen, gives me great pleasure indeed to present our violin soloist of the evening.
What? What'd you say?
Oh, Jack, I was just announcing our violin soloist.
Oh, Bing, it's not necessary to announce me.
Well, it certainly isn't, because you are not our violin soloist.
You're kidding, of course.
Not at all, Jack. You see, we have a regular featured violinist on the show, a fellow named Joe Venuti.
Oh, Venuti. Oh, he's very good.
I think so.
I don't.
One thing about you, Jack, you're honest.
I don't know. I think I'm a heel.
Yeah, but you're an honest heel.
Now, well, folks, that's hard to do, you know.
Here is our violin virtuoso, Mr. Joe Venuti.
I can't see he's here.
Hi, Joe.
Is this the place?
Yes, sir. This is indeed the place, Joe, and I have a rare treat in store for you. I want you to meet Jack Benny.
Jack Benny?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do?
I bow to the master.
What's your selection for tonight, Joe?
My selection tonight is Body and Soul.
Oh, a beautiful number.
This is a special arrangement for violin, cowbell, and electric razor.
This I must hear. Go right ahead, Joe. Grazie, Giuseppe. Molto bene, molto bene. That was very frothy, very lacy.
Bing, what do you think Jack Benny asked me just before the show?
How much money he was getting?
Oh, it wasn't that. Jack said, Ken, why are so many people talking about the great new 1953 General Electric Roto-Cold refrigerator?
Oh, yes. He knows what side his paycheck is buttered on.
He certainly does. Anyway, Bing, I said, well, Jack, this is GE's new Roto-Cold refrigerator with automatic defrosting. It's a fact. You never have to defrost this refrigerator ever.
I trust Jack evinced a commendable concern over GE's famous Roto-Cold, Ken.
Oh, indeed he did. And I informed him how wonderfully that Roto-Cold protects food, keeps it safer, fresher, longer. And I told him that the capacity is greater now than ever before. Why, the full-width freezer alone holds up to 48 packages of frozen foods. And there are door shelves and a handy swing basket for extra storage space for small items.
Ken, knowing how snug Jack is with a buck, it seems inevitable that he must have approached the delicate subject of price.
Oh, sure. And I just said, why, Jack, this great 1953 General Electric Roto-Cold refrigerator will only cost you about $3.94 a week after a small down payment.
My friends, if you want to make refrigerator talk, your General Electric dealer is the man for you. See him tomorrow, huh? I guess this song just had to be a great song, inasmuch as two of the greatest songwriters in the business collaborated on it, Hoagie Carmichael and Frank Lesser.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly. because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard, gladless. That magic night we kissed, there in the moonlight. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and
soul. Thank you very much. Folks, that represents our closer for tonight. My thanks to Jack Benny, Lucky Strike, for guesting with us this evening. Folks, before I shove off, I'd like to tell you a little story about Jack. This is a true yarn. Happened the other day. I was out at the Tamarisk Golf Club. Jack strolled into the bar. I asked him if he'd like to have a drink, and he said that he wasn't thirsty, but would it be all right if he ordered a golf ball?
That's right, Bing. You had a Hawaiian punch, and I had a Spalding dock.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, Jack. Folks, remember General Electric dependability. You can't see it, but it's there in every single GE appliance you buy. You can put your confidence in General Electric. Good night, and thank you very, very much.
For General Electric was produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Joanne Gilbert and Joe Venuti. Folks, if a fellow needs a helping hand, he knows that he can call on his local YMCA for guidance and counsel. That's the YMCA's job, helping anyone, regardless of their race, color, or religion, young or old. Extending a welcome hand to all who enter the portals of the more than 1,500 YMCAs here in the United States or in 76 other nations around the globe. Contribute to your YMCA so that your Y may continue to be of service to you.
This is the CBS, KCBS, and KCBS-FM.